Today's Amud is Tainus Chav Chesam Abeis. We're holding on Chav Chesam and Aleph by the bottom line, Be'echa Betevis. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Be'echa Betevis, Lebhayu Be'imayimid V'chul. We mentioned that on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is also Chanukah, so there was no Maimid because it was one of the days of the Karban Eitzim. You also had Hallel, both mitzad the fact that it was Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. And then also, there was Musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh. And we mentioned the fact that Hallel is Doiche, the Maimid of Shacharis, and we said that Musaf is Doiche, the Maimid of Mincha. Now, Amar Le Makshisha, Breder of Chistel or Ravashi. So Makshisha, literally it means the older Mar, said to Rav Chista, the son of Rav Chista said to Rav Ashi, the way Rashi and Suvis on Petas Samabez explains that Rav Chista actually had two sons with the exact same name. He named two of his children Mar. Why he did that? No idea. But he named two of his children the same name. He named both of them Mar. So how was he going to differentiate when he wanted to call one of them over? Mar! You have two heads looking at him. How did he differentiate between the two? So he called one Mar Kishisha, the older Mar, and the younger one, he called him Mar Yanuka, the younger Mar. Those are both children of Rav Chista with the exact same name, Mar. Just he nicknamed one of them Mar Kishisha and Mar Yanuka. So, Al-Kabanim Mar Kishisha, who's the son of Rav Chista, he said to Rav Ashi that Maishna Halel the Dachi Didei. What's the pshat that Halel is Doiche, the Maimid of Shacharis? Umaishna Musaf Deloy Dachi Didei. Whereas Musaf, the Mishnah says that Musaf is Doiche, the Maimid of Mincha. Why isn't it Doiche Didei? Why isn't it Doiche, the Maimid of Musaf? So Amar Le Ravashi, Ravashi said, that's an excellent question, and you're 100% right. And it's even true that it is Doiche, the Maimid of Musaf. Hash the Delav Didei Dachi, Didei like Kol Shekein? The Mishnah is coming to say the Beker Chiddush, that it's even Doiche, the Maimid of Mincha. Of course, like you're asking, if it's Doiche, the Maimid of Mincha, shouldn't it be Doiche, the Maimid of Musaf? The answer is yes, you're right, it is. And the Mishnah meant to say that it's Doiche, even the Maimid of Mincha. Of course, like you're saying, it's also going to be Doiche, the Maimid of Musaf. However, he wasn't finished. Amar Lei, Mar Kishisha said to Rav Ashi, that Hachi Kamin Alach. This is what I mean to ask you. What I mean to ask you is that Loi Lidche Ela Didei. It should only be Daicha the Musaf. Just like Halel is only Daicha the Maimid of Shacharis, so Musaf should only be Daicha the Maimid of Musaf. Why is it also Daicha a Maimid that's not Didei? Why is it also Daicha the Maimid of Mincha? So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi says back to Mark Shisha, Ika Rabbi Yoisi Dekai Kevasach. That you should feel good because Rabbi Yaisi actually holds like you're saying. Rabbi Yaisi actually holds that the Musaf is only Daicha, the Maimid of Musaf, and it's not Daicha, the Maimid of Mincha. So now Rav Ashi didn't really answer the question. He just told Makshisha that Enachanami Rabbi Yaisi holds like him, but the Mishnah obviously doesn't. And so the question is still going to stand on the Mishnah, that why is it that the Musaf is Daicha, even a Maimid that's not Didei? Why is it Daicha? The Maimon of Mincha. So that Rashi and Taisis on Chavavim and Aleph, they explain that Halel is only Doicha the Maimon Didei because Halel doesn't take as much time. Musaf takes much more work, so that's why Musaf is Doicha the Maimon of Mincha. However, still, Ravashi was telling Mar Kishisha that Rav Yaisi actually holds like him that Musaf is only Doicha the Maimon of Musaf and it's not Doicha the Maimon of Mincha. Where do we know the Shita of Rav Yaisi? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yaisi made a statement and he said that kol yoim sheyesh bay musaf, yesh bay maimed. Anytime there's a karba musaf, so there is a maimed. So now maimed demai, what was he referring to? When he said that on the day that there's a musaf, there's a maimed, what was he referring to? Ilema maimed de shachris, if you'll tell me that he meant the maimed of shachris, hatanakama nami hachikamar. Everybody holds like that. What's Rabbi Yaisi coming to add? Everybody holds that Musaf is not Doicha the Maimid of Shacharis. When there's Halel, so Halel could be Doicha the Maimid of Shacharis. But Musaf is definitely not Doicha the Maimid of Shacharis. So what would Rabbi Yaisi be coming to say? It sounds like Rabbi Yaisi is coming to be Chaylik, and he's saying that Kol Yom Sheish by Musaf, Yesh by Maimid. Everybody holds that there's a Maimid by Shacharis. Musaf is not Doicha the Maimid of Shacharis. Ela Maimid the Musaf. So maybe you'll tell me that when Rabbi Yaisi says that on the day that there's a Karba Musaf, so there's a Maimid, he meant there's a Maimid of Musaf, That just doesn't make any sense. Like Mar Kashisha asked, Didei Nami Loi Dachi? It's not Daicha, it's own Maimed on Musaf. It's not Daicha, the Maimed of Musaf? That can't be. That's impossible. Ella, what must it be? When Rabbi Yossi said on the day that there's Musaf, there's a Maimed, Ella de Mincha Uden Ni'ila. We'll go with the Girsa of the Grub. Skip the line down. He says, "Ela de mincha udeniila." Rather, when Rabbi Yossi says that on the day that there's a musaf, there's a maimed, he meant there's a maimed of mincha and ila, which is really in a sense saying that shma mina di day dachi de lav di day loy dachi shma mina. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds of the shita that musaf is only daicha the maimed of musaf. It's only daicha maimed di day, and it's not daicha maimed. It's not di day. Exactly like Mar Kashisha wanted to say, says Rashi, that taka is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Now the Mishnah had mentioned, we quoted it in the beginning of the shir, the Mishnah had said that the only time, what seems like the only time, it mentioned that there's a day that there's no maimed at all. What's that day? Echa b'teves. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah, it's a Karban Eitzim, so there's Musaf, there's Hallel, there's Karban Eitzim, there's no maimed at all. Now from the fact that the Mishnah mentioned this as the only example of a day, that there's no maimed, so it sounds like that's the only example. Ask the Gemara that we found one other case. We found that there's one other day of the year that L'chaira should come out that there's no maimed. Ask the Gemara, v'lisni nami ve'echa b'nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that should also be a day where there's no maimed. There's Musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh. There's Hallel, because it's Rosh Chodesh. And there's also a Karban Eitzim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you have mamish the exact same three things that you have on Rosh Chodesh Teves, you have on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan lehayu bay maimed, that there was no maimed b'mnei sheyesh bay halal v'karban musa v'karban eitzim? Why don't we say the same thing that the Mishnah said about Rosh Chodesh Teves? We have it as by Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. So Amar Rava says Rava that no, there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh Teves and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Rava, zoysay meres, you see from here, gufa, from the fact that the Mishnah didn't teach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you see from here that halela de bereish yarcho lav de araisa. Now there's a difference. On Rosh Chodesh Teves, there's halel, but there's halel of Chanukah. It's a full halel. It's a halel, so to speak, de araisa. However, the halel that we have on Rosh Chodesh, that's not a halel de araisa. That's a halel that's just a minug, as we'll see soon. And therefore, that halel doesn't have the kayach to push off the maimed of Shachris. Only the halel that we say on Rosh Chodesh Teves, that pushes off the maimed of Shachris. But the halel that we say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that doesn't push off the Maimed of Shacharis, and therefore it's not a day, it's not true that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan there's no Maimed. There's a Maimed by Shacharis. Now what does it mean that Rosh Chodesh, that the Halal is Lav Daraisa? To Am Rabbi Yochanan Misham Rabbi Shimon ben Yahid Tzadok, like Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yahid Tzadok, that Shmaina Asar Yoim Bashana Yachid Gaimer ben Esa Halel Ve'eluhein. There's only 18 days of the year where the Yachid says the complete Halel, and these are the 18 days. There's the Shmaina Simei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkot, meaning including Shmini Atzeres, Ushmaina Simei Chanukah, there's the 8 days of Chanukah, that brings us to a total of 16, V'yam Tzav Arishan Shal Pesach, there's the first day of Pesach, right? The rest of Pesach, we don't sing Halel, at least not full Halel. So there's the first day of Pesach, that's 17. And then there's V'yom Tov Shel Atzeres, that's also another one, so that's 18. So those are the 18 days. U'bagaylan and Chutz La'aretz, so then there's an additional 3. So it's Esrim V'echad Yoyim. So it's a total of 21 days. Ve'eluhein, and these are them. These are the 21. There's the Tishas Yimei Achag, instead of 8 days of Sukkot. In Chutz La'aretz, there's an extra day, so there's 9 days of Sukkot. Then there's the Shmanis Yimei Chanukah, that's the same. So that gets us to 17. U'shnei Yamim Harishayinim Shal Pesach, not just the first day of Pesach, it's the first 2 days of Pesach. That gets us to 19. And then there's U'shnei Yamim Toivim Shal Atzeres, again, instead of there being just 1 day of Shavuos, there's 2 days of Shavuos, which brings us to 21. And says the Gemara that Rav Iklu Bavel, Rav one time went to visit Bavel, and Chazinu the Kakaru Halela Breish Yarcha, and he saw that they were singing Halal on Rosh Chodesh, which sounded strange to him. Halal, we said, is only 18, or even in Chutzlar, it's only 21 days. Rosh Chodesh is not one of those days. So Savar Lafsukinu, so he wanted to stop them. He wanted to stop them from singing Halal. This is not right. This is not a day that we sing Halal. However, Kevan de Chaza, the Kamidalgi de Luge, once he saw that they were skipping, they weren't saying the full Halal. Hallel. They were just saying half Hallel. So Amar, he said, Shema Mino Minag Avaseyem Bideyem. He said, you see from here that it's just a Minog that they say Hachatzi Hallel. They're not really doing the real thing. They're not really singing the regular Hallel. They're just doing Chatzi Hallel, and therefore he let them go. And Tana, we learned in the Braisa that Yachid Lo Yaschil Vim Hischil Gaimer. A Yachid on Rosh Chodesh does not have a requirement to even start Hallel. However, if he is Maschil, once he starts it, so then he has to say the full thing, meaning the full half Hallel, then he has to complete it. There's no chiyuv to start it, but once he does, then he has to completely say the full Chatzi Hallel. Al Kapanim, what you see from all this is that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not a Raisa, it's just a Minog, and therefore, the Mishnah said that on Rosh Chodesh Teves, there's no Maimed, because then you have Hallel of Chanukah. That's a real Hallel. That's Daicha, the Maimed of Shachars. You have Musaf, and you have Karban Eitzim, so that's Daicha, all the different Maimadis. However, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you might have the same things. You have the Karban Eitzim, you have the Musaf, and you have the Hallel, but the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh Nisan doesn't have the strength to be Daicha the Maimon of Shachars, and Mamela, there is a Maimon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and this Gemara is a very important Gemara in Halacha in regards to whether or not you can make a Bracha on a Minhag. Because, right, the Minhag Ashkenaz and Moroccans as well do this, is that we make a Bracha on Rosh Chodesh, on Hallel by Rosh Chodesh. But really, you see from this Gemara, that it's just a minug. So that's a very interesting thing. You can make a bracha on something which is just a minug. Many Sfardim hold you can't. Many Sfardim hold, and most Sfardim perhaps don't make a bracha on a Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, because it's just a minug, like you see from this Gemara. And you can't make a bracha. You can't say Vitzivanu about a minug. And therefore they taka don't make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. But a lot of it comes from this sugi over here, and especially this tesis, Dibur Maskel Amar Shema Mina. Says the Gemara Vayter that Chamisha Devarim Iru Es Avaisenu B'Shiva Aser B'Tamos. We mentioned in the Mishnah that there are five tragedies that happened to our fathers on the 17th of Tammuz, and the Mishnah listed all five. The Gemara now is going to go through the five and explain the Makar where we know that these events transpired on Shiva Aser B'Tamos. So number one, we said, was Nishtabru Aluchos. Says the Gemara Minalan, had we know that the Luchos were broken, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos on Shiva Aser B'Tamos. Says the Gemara D'Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that B'Shisha L'Chodesh Nitnu Aseres HaDibreis L'Yisrael. So the Tanakama holds that the Aseres HaDibreis were given on Vav Sivan. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, B'Shiva Boy. Rabbi Yaisi says that Aseres HaDibreis were given on the seventh day of Sivan. Now, Man Da'amer B'Shishan Nitnu. So, the one who says, the Tanakamu who says that Aseres HaDibreis were given on Vav Sivan, B'Shishan Nitnu, U'B'Shiva Alamaisha. So, he holds that the sixth day, that's when we received Aseres HaDibreis, but it's only the next day, on the seventh day, that's when Maisha Rabbeinu ultimately went on to the top of Harsin, where he was for 40 days. And Manda Amar B'Shiva, whereas Rabbi Yaisi, who says that the Aseres HaDibreis were given on Zion Sivan, on the 7th of Sivan, so then he holds that B'Shiva Ninu B'Shiva Allah. So then he holds on that very same day that we received Aseres HaDibreis, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on top of Har Sinai. So really what comes out is that the Gemara is saying is that although we have a Machlekes, whether or not the Aseres HaDibreis were given on Vav Sivan or on Zion Sivan, everybody agrees that even though Matan Torah, as we know it, was either above Sivan or Zion Sivan, everybody agrees that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top of Har Sinai, that was on Zion Sivan. Now, why does everybody agree to that fact? Because that's a Mefarsh Pasuk. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yikra'u Moshe b'yayim ha'shvi. The pasuk says, "Vayava Moshe b'toicha anon." All of this all happened on the 7th of Sivan. So now that we know that that happened on the 7th of Sivan, that Moshe Rabbeinu went on to the top of Har Sinai on the 7th of Sivan, says the Gemara Uksiv, and it says that Vayava Moshe b'toicha anon v'yalu lahar v'yhi Moshe b'har arba'im yoyim v'arba'im laila. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top of Har Sinai on the 7th day of Sivan, and the pasuk says clearly that he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. So now, if we want to know when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and ultimately broke the Luchos, we just have to make a cheshbon. We have to add 40 days from Zion Sivan. We have to count 40 days from Zion Sivan. So if you have Esrim V'Arba de Sivan, So there's the 24 days from Zayin Sivan that take you till the end of Sivan. There's 24 days. So we'll take away 24 from the 40. We have 16 left. And then there's the Veshitzar, the Tammuz. And then there's the 16 days of Tammuz that he was still on the top of Har Sinai. There's the 24 days that were remaining of Tammuz, of Sivan. The first 16 days of Sivan, that completes the 40 days. Malulo Arbayin, that completes the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of Har Sinai. So that means if that completes the 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there for a complete 40 days, that means when did Moshe Rabbeinu come down from the mountain? B'shivsar b'tamuz nachas. So he came down on the 17th of Tammuz, also v'tavrinu l'luchais, and when he saw what was going on, he went and he broke the luchais. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, v'hi kashir karav el amachane, v'yaras ha'egel, v'yashlich miyadav es ha'luchais, v'yishavarei samtachas ahar. So you see that he broke the luchais as soon as he came down. So that took place on Yud Zayin Tammuz, on Shiva Asr b'Tammuz. So you see from just a simple cheshbin in the psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchais were broken on Yud Zayin b'Tammuz. We mentioned the second thing that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz was that Batul HaTamid, was that the Tamid was Mevatel, that the Goyim made a Gzeira that we're not allowed to bring the Karban Tamid. Says the Gemara, what's the Makar for that? That's a Gemara, that's something that we have as a Mesoira. Rashi says, Kach Kibaunu Me'avaisenu, we have a Mesoira from our fathers, that's the date that the Tamid was Nizbatel. Huvkair, the third thing the Mishnah mentioned was that Yerushalayim was completely destroyed on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Ask the Gemara, B'Shiva Asar Havo, did that really take place on the 17th of Tammuz? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, B'Chodesh HaRavi, and it was in the fourth month, in the month of Tammuz, right? Nisan is the first, so Nisan Iyar, Sivan Tammuz. Tammuz is the fourth month. It was in the fourth month, Vatishal HaChodesh, on the ninth day of the month, V'Yechzak HaRav Be'ir, and there was a tremendous hunger in the city, in Yerushalayim, Uksiv Basrein, it says right after that, V'Tibaka HaYir, and they destroyed Yerushalayim. So you see that when did this take place? This took place on the ninth day of Tammuz, not on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Loi Kasha. It's not a stira. Kan Berishayna, Kan Bishnia. There's a difference between the first Beis HaMikdash, when Yerushalayim was destroyed during the Zman of the Bayis Rishayn, and when Yerushalayim was destroyed, Bizman Bayis Sheni. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Berishayna Hufka Ir Batisha B'Tammuz, by the Zman Bayis Rishayn. So Yerushalayim was destroyed on the ninth day of Tammuz, and Bishnia B'Shiva Aserbay, and in the Zman Bayis Sheni, that's when Yerushalayim was destroyed on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz on the 17th. So now the Ritva explains that Chazal didn't want there to be two fast days right next to each other, about a week apart, on the 9th and the 17th. So therefore, after the second Beis HaMikdash, meaning Bizman Bayisheni, when the Yerushalayim was destroyed, Bizman Bayisheni, so they said that we're just going to fast on the 17th. That was the more recent Chorban. So therefore, they said that we're only going to fast on the 17th and not on the 9th. But regarding what we said in the Mishnah, that Yerushalayim was destroyed on the 17th, there's no steer from the Pasuk. The Pasuk's describing Bayis Rishon, and it was only during Bayis Sheni, that's when Yerushalayim was destroyed on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz. Saraf Afestoimus is a Torah. We mentioned also that that on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz, Saraf Afestoimus destroyed, he burnt the Sefer Torah. We mentioned it wasn't just a regular Sefer Torah, it was even the Sefer Torah of Ezra Sefer. Says the Gemara, what's the Makar to that? That's a Gemara. That also is something that we have B'Mesaira, Kach Kibalnu Me'avaisenu, we received that as a Mesaira from our fathers, that's how we know this date. And then the fifth and final thing was that Hemed Selim Beheicha, was that Menashe, he made an Avodah Zarah, and he put it inside the Heicha. Mamish, terrible. So Minalan, how do we know that that took place on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ume'eis Husar HaTamid, and it was at the time that the Tamid was removed, that it was Nisbatel, which we already mentioned before, that was Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. So this Pasuk's describing Yud Zayin Tammuz, Shiva Asr B'Tammuz, and the Pasuk says, V'laseis Shakut Shakut, and that's also when the Avodah Zarah was put inside the Heichal, the Shakuts, the Shikuts. Shikuts is referring to Avodah Zarah. So you see that that also took place on Shiva Asr B'Tammuz. Now I asked the Gemara that Shikuts is Lashon Yachid. V'chad Havo, was there only one Avodah Zarah that Menashe put into the Heichal? V'aksib, but the Pasuk says, V'alkanaf Shikutsim Mishayimim, that Menashe put Shikutsim, he put more than one, he put multiple Avodah Zarahs, at least two, into the Heichal. So Amar Rava, Rav explains that Trey Havo, in Chanami, really he put two there, however, V'nafo Chad Al Chavrei, Utavrei Leilidei, and one of them fell on the other one, and he broke off his hand. V'ishtakach davaksiv, and was found that it was said, it was written on that Avodah Zarah, that atzavis l'charuvei besa, that you want to go out and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, yadcha ashlim asleis, I'm going to destroy your hand. And that's what Avodah Zarah said to the other. But al-Kapanim, since really there was only one left at the end, so that's what we have a pasuk that says there was one. But since there's a, he also really put two, so therefore we have a pasuk that mentions the fact that Menashe had placed two Avodah Zarahs there in the Eichal, and it's not a stira.